welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and lots of information for supporting your good health, lots of information to enhance the way you feel, your energy, your sleep patterns, your digestion, your immunity, all of those things that we use to gauge, are we doing pretty well? Are we feeling good? Well, I have some information for you that will enhance the ability to feel good. And so what I'm talking about today are food additives. So let me tell you a little story. Last week, one of my clients came in, and we were discussing his food, and we were discussing his supplement plan, and what exactly he wanted to address, and he was dealing with some digestive problems. And he talked about, this is a retired gentleman, and he talked about, well, when he went to the grocery store, he picked up the things on his list, he checked out, and he came home. When his wife goes to the grocery store, 2 hours later, nobody's home, and he calls her and he says, "Where are you? What are you doing?" And she says, "I'm reading." So when she's at the grocery store, she's reading all of that fine print, those little paragraphs, sometimes hard to find on a label, that say other ingredients. You need to check the other ingredients in your foods, and you really need to check the other ingredients in your supplements. And it's very, very hard to find it, but other ingredients in your medication. And what am I talking about that will often come under other ingredients? Well, you may find some sweeteners, some preservatives, some colors, lots of different things. So today I'm going to go down a list, and we'll probably get to maybe the first five on my list, and then we'll save the next five for the next broadcast here on Natural Doc Radio. So, first of all, I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor and have been doing nutrition counseling for over 25 years. And during that time, there have been any number of educational opportunities that I have used to open my eyes to what I need to know in order to share with my clients the best ability to keep your good health. And over that time, I've learned a lot, and here for the next few minutes will be some very important bits of information that I've learned over those years. Okay, we're starting with the A's. Aspartame. And people might say, well, you know, I don't use aspartame. Well, take a look at your sugarless gum. Are you chewing sugarless gum and maybe having some neurological issues, possibly some headaches? And are you picking that little blue packet out of the choices on the table when you're dining out? You want to sweeten your tea or your coffee? That little blue packet called Equal, that's aspartame. It is a chemical known as E951. And where are you going to find it? Anything that says it's a diet food or something that says sugar-free. Is it sugar-free? Yes, indeed. And then I ask people, does it taste sweet? Oh, yeah, it's real sweet. Well, what you may be exposing yourself to is the aspartame. And you're going to find aspartame in sugar-free things like the diet soda drinks. You might find it in sugar-free Jell-O. So if you're using sugar-free Jell-O to satisfy that after-dinner desire for a little bit of something sweet, keep in mind, you're exposing yourself not only to artificial color, but also artificial sweetener, primarily aspartame. So all kinds of sugar-free desserts. And so as you're going to the grocery store and you're shopping, you're looking at all of the goodies in the bakery, and then you move to the section that says sugar-free, what are you getting? Aspartame. And the thing that I talk to people about, sugar-free desserts, okay, so the sugar content is very low. However, what are those desserts made of? They're generally made of very highly processed grain products. Those highly processed grains are just one digestive pass in your digestive tract, and they then deliver sugar to your bloodstream. So if you're a diabetic choosing to avoid sugar, yes, you're avoiding sugar with the aspartame, but you are exposing yourself to sugar spikes because of the grain content of those so-called diet baked goods. And then if you're choosing the diet baked goods because you want to lose weight, well, what you're doing is exposing yourself to high starch content, high caloric content. No, there isn't any sugar. There's aspartame. However, because of the high starch content from the grains, refined grain-based product in the baked goods, once again, you're adding calories. Calories that have a greater potential for converting to fat and being stored on your body than being burned as fuel. Different drink mixes. And so, what am I coming up with at Skinny Girl Cocktails? Take a look at what they are sweetened with. Maybe you're finding certain sugar-free cereals. What are they sweetened with? Breath mints. Certain diet iced tea. Take a look at the chewable vitamins. Those chewable vitamins, sometimes they taste just like candy. Maybe because they are just like candy. Toothpaste. Some of the toothpastes have aspartame as a sweetener. So it isn't enough to have a minty taste. Now you want a sweet minty taste in your toothpaste. And is that an issue because you're not swallowing the aspartame? Well, yes, indeed, because you think about all those blood vessels very, very near the surface of the tissue in your mouth. You're absorbing that aspartame directly into your bloodstream when you're using artificially sweetened toothpaste. So if the toothpaste says sugar-free, be careful. If the toothpaste says sugar-free, you have to be careful. And if your cough syrup, if your cough drops say sugar-free, pay attention. Read the list of ingredients. Okay. I talked about headaches and neurological issues related to aspartame. Aspartame is a known neurotoxin. What is that? It is a toxic chemical that particularly creates a toxic situation for your brain and nervous system. Aspartame is a neurotoxin and a carcinogen. So in addition to having a significantly negative effect on your brain and nervous system, it has a carcinogenic effect on your entire body. It has been known to erode intelligence and affect short-term memory. The components that you find in aspartame can lead to a wide range of different health situations. It is not out of the realm of reality to consider brain tumor as being the result of having been exposed over the long term to aspartame. Certain diseases of the blood, lymphoma, may be related to aspartame use. MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, those are the neurological diseases that very, very surely have a connection. Is the aspartame the cause? We don't know. Is there a connection between those people who are diagnosed with MS, Parkinson's, or Alzheimer's and their use of aspartame? Yes, we know that there's a connection. Fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. So very, very interesting. My viewpoint on that fibromyalgia chronic fatigue connection is that there is an effect on your hormones, particularly your thyroid and adrenal system. So your thyroid and adrenals, your pancreas, they're not getting the sugar they need to function normally to maintain energy within the cell, but rather they're being fooled, and consequently your cells are literally dying without energy. And the symptom of that is fibromyalgia, those diffuse pain points around your body, chronic fatigue, that just overall exhausted feeling. Depression and anxiety attacks, once again, potentially connected to your hormone function, your thyroid and adrenals, or potentially connected to your neurological system. Dizziness and headaches. I speak to people all the time dealing with headaches, and aspartame has surely been connected to headaches. Nausea, possibly because your liver is being so confused with this assault of a chemical and creating a nauseous effect, kind of your body talking to you saying, oh my goodness, I'm not getting what I need. Mental confusion and even seizures. And you can see this in the literature. Do some research on aspartame. It is very, very well recorded in research from credible research institutions around the world. If I haven't convinced you not to use aspartame, I have to say I don't know what will. Come talk to me, because then, yes, indeed, I have many, many more bits of information about why you should stay away from aspartame. Moving right along in that sweet vein, I'm talking about high fructose corn syrup. You may find that noted on a label as HFCS. And where are you going to find it? In pretty much every processed food. High fructose corn syrup in breads. And you think, well, why do I need that in my bread? People have become so accustomed to a little bit of a sweet taste in everything they eat, and it is almost a requirement when people have a piece of bread. It's in candy, not surprising. Flavored yogurts. So take a look at what the sweetener is in your favorite flavored yogurt. In my opinion, if you're choosing an organic yogurt, and that's what the choice, the top of the list choice ought to be, you're not going to find the high fructose corn syrup. Salad dressings. Once again, that sweet, tart flavor, sweet and sour flavor in our salad dressings. Take a look at the small print. Canned vegetables and certainly cereals. So why do we need to be concerned about the high fructose corn syrup? First of all, it is most likely genetically modified. A very, very high percentage of the corn grown in the United States is grown from genetically modified seed. Then, what do you need to be concerned about that genetic modification? Well, that the crop has been liberally sprayed with, or there has been a very high level of application of Roundup. Those genetically modified organisms are meant to be resistant to the pesticide Roundup. And what we have found is significant evolution on the part of the pests that attack certain crops. And because those pests have evolved to not be responsive to the application of Roundup, higher and higher quantities of Roundup must be applied to the crop. And then Roundup, one of the most significant ingredients found in Roundup, would be glyphosate. And the glyphosate is a very, very significant negative chemical, a chemical that has surely negative situations arising after people are exposed to it. Okay, it is the number one source of calories in prepared packaged foods in the United States. It packs the pounds on faster than any other ingredient. So let's take a look at, say the past 25 years and what the obesity rate was in the United States, what the obesity levels were in children in the United States. When we take a look at obesity, overweight, and normal weight, we can see that that obesity and overweight level has increased in the population dramatically. What can we attach that increase to? The addition of high fructose corn syrup in our foods. And very often we can possibly see contradictory information in the media about high fructose corn syrup. That contradiction comes with the statement that corn syrup, it's just like sugar. No, it is sweet like sugar, but it is metabolized very, very differently in your body, not involving the activity of the pancreas and putting an extreme pressure on your liver. So, very, very important, if you're trying to address overweight situation in your life, be very aware of areas where you may be consuming high fructose corn syrup. Okay. You know when you talk to the doctor and he says, well, your LDL cholesterol is too high? You've got to get it down. High fructose corn syrup is a contributing factor to an elevated LDL cholesterol. Now, what is LDL cholesterol related to? Inflammation. So here we have the high fructose corn syrup in our in our foods going into our bodies from many, many different directions. And what is the result? Inflammation. And then your body's response to that inflammation is raise the LDL cholesterol to try and cover up that inflammation so it doesn't damage your cells and tissues. So be very careful with foods that may have high fructose corn syrup. And then it is a contributing factor to the development of diabetes. So what that means is because there is a short circuit in your pancreatic response to the presence of high fructose corn syrup, there's an overwhelming stress to your liver to try to maintain a blood sugar balance, and ultimately that ability, because it is not the normal function, not the normal response to sugar in your blood, ultimately there is a failure of the insulin to work properly, and the consequence is the development of elevated blood sugar, also known as diabetes. Moving on, and these are the things that you need to know about so that you can avoid them. Monosodium glutamate. Okay, Chinese food syndrome, right? Oh, also known as MSG. And we know enough, most of us, to say when we're in a Chinese food restaurant that we want to have food that does not have MSG added to it. And okay, so we've addressed that issue. We're not exposing ourselves to the MSG. However, have you looked at your potato chips? Have you looked at all of the different snack foods, the chips, the cookies, and so on? Very often you're going to find MSG in those foods. very often, MSG is added to a combination seasoning. So if you have a commercial seasoning, that let's say barbecue seasoning or special chicken seasoning or fish seasoning, take a look and see if it does not contain MSG. Interesting, most soup products, those commercial soup products, you really want to be looking for organic soups, either in cardboard containers or the canned containers. But if you're buying commercial soups that are not organic, pretty much a certainty that those soups do contain MSG. Frozen dinners have MSG added to them, and very often some of the lunch meats. So if you're buying your cold cuts fresh from the deli counter and you think that you're doing the right thing because you're getting them fresh, they're not getting them packaged. Unfortunately, what you're not able to see when you're having those cold cuts sliced fresh for you is the small print on the large package, which very much is likely to contain MSG. It's a flavor enhancer. However, like the aspartame, it affects neurological pathways of the brain. Okay, so you have an assault to your brain and nervous system if you're exposing yourself to the aspartame and the MSG. And is that a possibility when you are choosing certain commercially made cookies and chips and snacks and a diet soda? Oh my goodness, that combination. And how common is that? The interesting thing about disturbing the neurological pathways is, according to Dr. Russell Blaylock, an MD neurologist, he categorizes MSG as an excitotoxin. And he has a book about excitotoxins, and it is the substance that has the potential to kill neurological brain and neurological system and brain cells. So very important to understand where you might be exposed to MSG, monosodium glutamate. Here's another thing. We're talking about how high fructose corn syrup can contribute to the increase in obesity. MSG disengages the I'm full function. So the ability of your digestive tract to communicate to your brain that says, don't eat anymore, you've had enough, stomach's full, that's disengaged when you're consuming monosodium glutamate. Is that really good for the manufacturer of the cookies, the snacks, the chips, the soups, the frozen dinners? Is that good for them? Sure it is, because what'll you do? You'll go back and have some more because you don't realize that you're full. And what is the result? Weight gain. And what do Americans focus on more and more and more? Diets. Let's go on a special diet. Let's detox. Let's lose weight. Let's exercise more. Let's reduce our size. And if you're exposed to MSG, it's harder and harder to do because of that function that tells your brain that you're full. An excitotoxin and a regular consumption of MSG, some of the outcomes for your psychological health would be depression, headaches, disorientation. The MSG has an effect on your eyes and vision, and surely as so many Americans unfortunately know, obesity. So stay away from those prepared foods. You can find very, very quick and easy ways to have protein and vegetables frozen. You can have some frozen chicken. You can have some frozen beef or bison or salmon. You can have some canned sardines or tuna or salmon. You can have your protein and a whole wide range of vegetables very, very easily. You don't want to heat them up in the microwave, but find a little bit of olive oil, put them in a little bit of a pan, cover it, cook it over low heat. You can season it with seasoned sea salt. You want high quality. You want to stay away from the chemicals, and we know what they are, that damage how your body works. Now, here's one that has been getting certainly a lot of attention, and the FDA and the USDA has jumped into the fray and required that food manufacturers list on the label the presence of trans fats. Now, just 10 years ago, what were we being told? Partially hydrogenated vegetable oils are better for you than butter. And all through this time period, I've been telling people, well, you know, something that comes out of a factory, the partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, and something that comes out of the dairy farms, the butter, one of those has been used for centuries in human nutrition. Which one do you think your liver can handle better? Not the partially hydrogenated vegetable oil. So where are you going to find those trans fats very often? In margarine. Stay away from the margarine. Be very judicious. Have a little bit of high quality butter. I tell people choose organic butter. You might think about choosing butter that has been imported from Europe, because those cows, the dairy herds in the European dairy farms, are not treated the same way the dairy cows are treated here in the United States. So organic grass-fed cows, organically maintained grass-fed cows, are going to produce butter that is much easier for your digestive system to handle. Okay, chips and crackers. Take a look at the list of ingredients in your chips and crackers. And you look at the small print in the food facts box, and if it has trans fats, you really want to stay away from it. If you have it once in a while as a snack, not a big deal, but not on a daily basis. It has such a negative effect on your body. A lot of the commercial baked goods, fast foods, full of trans fats. So you want to get to be a smarter shopper and stay away from those trans fats. The trans fat increases your LDL cholesterol. And what did I talk to you about way back in the high fructose corn syrup that also increases your LDL cholesterol? When your LDL cholesterol is high, what you're dealing with is inflammation. What is at the basis of virtually every different disease Americans deal with? All of the chronic diseases, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, arthritis, migraine headaches, hormone imbalance, very, very much related to inflammation. So in addition to raising the LDL cholesterol, which is indicative of inflammation, it decreases the HDL cholesterol. And the HDL cholesterol is the one that's meant to go around and break apart the LDL cholesterol accumulations. And that whole system has been turned upside down and is dysfunctional. You want to do everything you can to bring that proper function back into balance. The trans fat has been shown, research has shown that the trans fats increase your risk of cardiovascular disease. So heart attacks, circulatory disease, strokes. And it's interesting that inflammation, when you have inflammation that's systemic through your body, your liver's not going to work very well, your heart's not going to work very well, your brain's not going to work very well, your joints are going to hurt. There are going to be so many different aspects of how your body is functioning that are in out of balance, and trans fats in our foods, very significant, contributing to heart disease, diabetes, and overall inflammation. Okay, the last one for today, we're talking about food dyes. Now, all those people out there who are using a commercially prepared vitamin product, if you are shopping in the drugstore, in the grocery store, in the big box store, in the discount store, and bringing your vitamins home from those places, take a look at the other ingredients. And what you want to make sure that you're not being exposed to: blue number one, blue number two, red number three, red number 40, yellow number 6, and yellow tartrazine. Those are the biggies that have been researched and shown to have a negative effect on your good health. Where are you going to find them? Oh, did you have a maraschino cherry on your ice cream sundae? Have you had any canned fruit cocktail lately? Cherry pie mix, certain ice creams, candy, bakery products. Okay, and get ready for this one: American cheese and macaroni and cheese packages. You know those macaroni and cheese packages that we make for our kids and the kids gobble them up? Well, it's really easy to make your own macaroni and cheese from high-quality organic macaroni, and you can make it from quinoa macaroni, from rice macaroni, from ancient grain macaroni, gluten-free, artichoke pasta, lots of different options so that you stay away from the genetically modified wheat pasta that is ubiquitous in our grocery stores. And you shred some organically prepared cheeses, naturally aged cheeses, not processed cheese food that comes out of a factory. And you can mix those different types of cheeses, shred it over the cooked macaroni. You can mix it with a tiny bit of coconut oil, a little bit of olive oil, and that really good quality organic butter. And you make your own macaroni and cheese that is not that awful artificial yellow due to the artificial color. And you're actually serving your children high-quality, nourishing food, not a synthetic package just chock full of chemicals. Why do you need to avoid those things? Okay, very important for your children. They contribute to behavioral problems. They contribute to attention deficit disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So think about, we wonder, why are our kids so wound up? Why are our kids not able to sit still? Why can't our kids concentrate? Why can't they sit down for 20 or 30 minutes and read a book? Why can't they then go outside and run around and play? Why is it that they are so scattered? Well, let's think about what we're feeding them. We're possibly giving them Kool-Aid. We're possibly giving them flavored yogurt. We're possibly feeding them some soup that has MSG. We're possibly feeding them some macaroni and cheese full of those food dyes. Very, very basic answer to why there is hyperactivity and attention deficit with our kids. Take a look at the school lunch program. See how preserved they are. See how artificially colored they are. So send your children to school with lunch that you have provided and you are certain is not chock full of MSG, artificial colors, and artificial sweeteners. There are studies that show there may be a reduction in IQ. So we try to do the very best, give our kids the best opportunities, and if we're giving them that bright yellow macaroni and cheese out of a box, possible interaction with their ability to have their brains function and their intelligence be supported and enhanced. Rather, we're giving them food that suppresses their IQ. And then, lastly, animal studies with food colorings have linked those colorings to cancer. And once again, if you do some research into yellow number 6 and the reds, actually all of them, if you do some research into those artificial colors, you may see very, very surely that those colors are significant in increasing the risk of different types of cancer. Let's not even talk about digestive disturbance. And so we see that there's very, very common exposure to so many of these things that have so many negative effects on how our brains work, how our immune system works, how our energy works, and how our overall health is affected. So I am closing today's broadcast of naturaldocradio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Be sure to tune in again soon. I'll be back with more great information to support your good health. Bye-bye.